Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're joined by Crystal McCrary, who is involved in the documentary Little Ballers Indiana. She's a writer, director, producer, all-around talented person, and she joins us this morning on The Attack. Good morning, Crystal. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. How are you all?
Oh, we're doing great. Thanks for joining us and spending your time. Getting into this documentary, I guess it's kind of a documentary. This is an extension of something, I guess, that had been done previously with you involved with Amari Stoudemire, but it was centered in New York as opposed to Indiana.
Absolutely, yeah. The first Little Ballers I did was based in New York and dealt with basketball players that were 11 and 12 years old playing AAU, Amateur Union Athletics, basketball, and they were trying to win a championship. And I told their story, these little boys' story, and I had several NBA players that were in the first Little Ballers who kind of shared their parallel experiences of playing basketball. So like the first Little Ballers had Russell Westbrook, Steve Nash, Joakim Noah, Carmelo Anthony, and it just really showed how basketball can offer youth hope. And then I said, you know, I really need to do one outside of New York and get the flavor of another region of the country. And I also wanted to profile a girls' team. So I've been a great fan of Skylar Diggins, you know, who played for Notre Dame, and now she plays in the WNBA for the Dallas Wings. And I found out that she had an AAU team that she sponsors. And I went and met the team, and Skylar came on board, and it's six extraordinary girls, talented young ladies that play basketball, and I tell their story as well.
Now, in the creative process, you talked about Skylar Diggins being the sponsor of the team. I believe her stepfather is the head coach of this team. Talk about how involved she was in the process of making Little Ballers, which premieres Friday on Nickelodeon, and just talk about not only how involved she was in the process, but how involved she is with this team she sponsors and what kind of impact her, along with her stepdad, make on the lives of these young girls.
Absolutely. Well, so, first of all, Skylar was coached by her stepfather, Coach Mo, who is this great pillar in the South Bend community. He coaches out of the Martin Luther King Center, and it's become like this epicenter for grassroots basketball where kids come from all around, not just South Bend, Indiana, but come from all around the state. Some kids even come in from Michigan and are coached by him. And so when Skylar made it to, you know, the WNBA, hometown Shiro coming out of South Bend, she always knew that she wanted to come back and, you know, contribute to the community, you know, use her celebrity status and her story as an inspiration for youth basketball, but in particular for young girls who, you know, have this aspiration to play not only on a middle school or high school level, but to play in college and to play professional. So Skylar is a mentor to these girls. She, you know, comes and, you know, coaches them sometimes. She conducts clinics for them. She also does, of course, camps, basketball camps, Shoot for the Sky, across the country. So she's just really very committed to her community and making sure that these young girls have the opportunities that she actually didn't have. I mean, they have a, you know, large corporate sponsorship that help with the team, but they're still very much, you know, grassroots, because there's more kids that want to get involved than resources. But she does everything that she can, her father does, and everyone in the community to, you know, make sure these girls get the best training, the most exposure, traveling around to the most competitive tournaments that they can travel to in the Midwest and actually throughout the country. But she was very involved, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it would seem to me her roots are so deep in Indiana that this is a true commitment and passion for her. I mean, locally in high school and with the AAU team, Notre Dame, and she goes back. It seems to be for real. Is it community and wanting to give back, or is it something even deeper than that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit it on the head. I mean, it's absolutely, you know, this sense of community. Skylar is so grateful for the support that she got in South Bend. And, you know, when she went to high school at Washington in South Bend, it was the first time that high school games were being sold out. You know, Muffet McGraw, the head coach of women's basketball team at Notre Dame, would be, you know, front row at Skylar's high school basketball game starting from the time she was in ninth grade. So there's, of course, that dream that, you know, Skylar had of being able to play in college. But there's also this sense of these young girls, without her as a role model and other women players like her, that they might not, you know, have this sense of hope. I mean, she's there. She's there, you know, teaching them how to get down low on defense. She's there finding out if they're doing their homework every night. She's there making sure that they are as competitive on the court, off the court as they are on the court. I mean, in addition to being, you know, an outstanding basketball player, Skylar was always very competitive in the classroom. I mean, she got into Notre Dame with like a 3.95 grade point average, and that's something that she is very serious about with the girls that are on her team that she mentors. She's like, look, you're going to give this much commitment and work to basketball. You also have to give this much commitment in the classroom. And that's something that she's very committed to, and something that I'm committed to as a filmmaker, as a content creator, that the programming that I make, it's been a big passion of mine to make sure that I'm making program that families can actually watch together. You know, it's a documentary series, but it's a documentary series that my hope is that it appeals to the sort of the lost generation of moms and dads sitting down with their kids and watching television together and having points of discussion about the content in the film. Like, one of the girls in the film who plays for Skylar's team suffers from this condition called but has vitiligo, which is a depigmentation of her skin, and she had a great deal of bullying. But for her, playing basketball, and she's a point guard also, when she's out on the court, it gives her this sort of renewed sense of confidence and self-esteem, and it's not about, you know, her depigmentation or her looking different. It's about, you know, does she set a good pick and roll? Can she, you know, make her three-pointer? And it teaches her about adversity on the court, and it is sort of applied to how she can manage, you know, her issues with her vitiligo off the court as well. So, yeah, that has been a goal as well in making this project. Really just have great family programming.
Well, I think you answered the last question I was going to ask. So in an effort to keep on schedule, because I wanted to hear about some of the more interesting stories and some of the things that you did tackle in this. But before we let you go, because we do want to keep you on schedule, you've got a great story to tell. Again, it's Little Ballers, Indiana. It's Friday on Nickelodeon. Any other 411 you want to give us on when and where we can see this before we let you run?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely, yes. Little Ballers, Indiana. It's Nickelodeon. It's Nickelodeon Sports. It'll be on Nickelodeon Sports, Nickelodeon Nicktoons, 9 p.m. on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. It's a three-night special. So, you know, grab your kids, nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, mothers, fathers, grandparents, and sit down and enjoy some, you know, family bonds through basketball.
You said it all, and you said it well. Crystal, thanks so much for a few minutes. It really was a pleasure. We would
Thank
be honored
so
to talk to you again very soon.
Absolutely. Have a great day. Thank you all.
You got it. Bye-bye now. Crystal McCrary, she is a director. She's a producer. She is a two-time New York Times best-selling author, and she was pivotal in putting together Little Ballers Indiana in conjunction with Skylar Diggins. And it's, again, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 9 p.m., all over the Nickelodeon family networks.